Lesson is from the book of Psalms, Psalm 119, verses 105 through 112. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it to observe your righteous ordinances. I am severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept my offerings of praise, O Lord, and teach me your ordinances. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. Your decrees are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. I incline my heart to perform your statutes forever to the end. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us. Thanks be to God. Our second scripture lesson today is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 1 through 9 and 18 through 23. This should be a very familiar scripture to you. It's the first of Jesus' seven parables in Matthew, and it's probably the best known. Listen now for God's word to you, and listen with new ears to words you probably have heard. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around them that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble and persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. Who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and another 30. The word in creation, the word in scripture, the word within us. Thanks be to God. Jesus spoke in parables. He told his disciples the reason he used parables is because they were easy for the people to understand. And he wanted them to understand. This is part of those parables talking about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, "I am the sower. I throw out seed everywhere. Some places it grows and others it doesn't. Some it flourishes, some it withers and dies." That's the easy explanation. That was what Jesus wanted his people to understand. He told parables in the time that he came from. The time he had came from was an agrarian culture, and this was certainly an agrarian story. People would understand that, and they would probably understand why Jesus would bother to throw seed on areas that weren't good soil. Seed was expensive. It was a treasure. You didn't want to use it on areas that you knew it wouldn't grow. Why not just throw it in the good toiled soil rather than wasting it. But that wasn't what Jesus wanted. Jesus wanted everybody to have the advantage of his word. So he spread that word to all that he met. The Pharisees and Sadducees, the sinners, the fishermen, the tax collectors, the rich, the poor, the men, and the women. For Jesus, they all counted enough that they should hear his word. Jesus was trying to prepare his disciples for when he wouldn't be there. This was all about him sowing seeds. But he knew they were going to have to sow seeds too. So it was important for them to be prepared. And so here we are some 2,000 years later listening to this agrarian story that unless you're a gardener or a farmer, may not make a lot of sense. You may not think about the fact that if seeds are thrown into bad places, they're not going to sprout and they're not going to grow. But it's important for us to understand that underlying message, that we are now the sowers. We often talk about that we are Jesus' hands, we are his feet, and yes, we are Jesus' mouth. So we too have to be the sowers of those seeds. But in order to understand those seeds that we're sowing, we have to be prepared. We need to spend time in scripture. We need to spend time in worship. We need to spend time in prayer. But we also need to spend time understanding the underlying issues that Jesus was talking about. Jesus knew the Old Testament. Jesus taught from the Old Testament, especially the prophets. And the prophets said, care for the poor, the orphan, the widow, the aliens. Share the wealth. Go sell all you have and share it with the poor. That was Jesus' message. But in order to understand that, we have to understand what he's talking about. When we look at the persecuted, do we understand their story? When we look at the homeless, do we understand why they're homeless? We've never experienced that. Most of us have lived a pretty middle class American life. Yes, we've had our hardships, we've had our sorrows, our illnesses, but for most of us, we've had very little experience of being downtrodden, of being persecuted for who we are, because of our color, because of our gender, because of our sexual orientation, because of where we came from. For Jesus, all those people were important, and it was important that they too got the message, that we not look at them and say, they're not important enough for us to care about. So in order to be able to sow seeds to them, we have to understand a little bit about them. Perhaps spend some time with the homeless and understand that it's not just a matter if they just get out and get a job, they'd be off the streets. That's not always the case. Many of them struggle with severe mental illness. Many of them have grown up in situations that have made it hard for them to even know how to get by. So to be able to spread the seed to them, and yes, there are people that are going out and preaching to them, you have to spend time with them and understand them and let them know that God loves them just as they are and that there are ways that they can have a better life. Noah, understanding the situation of the blacks. It's easy to say that was their ancestors that happened to. That's not happening to them today. So why don't they just get over it and work on having a better life? But in order to understand it, you have to know something of their history. Many of them probably live in areas that are still segregated because of the redlining that happened not that long ago, where blacks were only allowed to live in houses in certain areas, and if they didn't stay in those areas, there would be persecution. How do you reach out and serve them if you don't understand that history? Migrants. That's another area where we need to understand why so many are coming to our borders. Did you know that many of them live in countries that are ruled by people that were trained in this country in what was then known as the School of Americas? It's now the Northern Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation. We help train those leaders, and now those leaders are persecuting their people instead of providing them with the leadership and safety they should have. How do we work with the immigrants unless we understand what they've experienced? Yes, we have that seed to sow. We have the seed of God's love and forgiveness and joy and peace and the desire that all people would experience God's love and equality. But we have to understand the soil that they live in order to spread that word to them. It's not easy. We'd love to be able to just say God's word is God's word no matter what, but people hear it differently depending on where they came from. So if we are truly going to be the sowers of the seed, it behooves us to understand what that seed is and who it's feeding. Jesus calls us to be sowers of seeds, to reach out to spread God's love and peace to everyone. God has called us to help bring about his kingdom here on earth, but we know it's far from that. We look around us and we see the struggle. We see people that are hungry. We see people that, in spite of living a life of trying to get by, just can't do it. Do you know on Saturday mornings when we go down to Pinellas Hope, there are 70 and 80 years olds there? They worked hard all their lives. They were okay. And yet they've told the director at Pinellas Hope that with the rise in prices, they can't get by anymore. And they lost the place they live. That's the world we live in. It's not an easy world. But we are called to help change it, to reach out and make a difference. We do a lot to do that. We have a manna box out there that helps feed those in this area that might not have quite enough to get by. They may be living in a place, but by the time they pay their rent and their electric and water and whatever else they have to pay, the food just doesn't go far enough. I serve food at a program on Thursday night where a fairly large number of the people that come there are not homeless. They do live in a place, but they don't have enough money to stretch to buy food, so they spend their budget by coming there to eat. The way we can spread the word and sow the seed is how we treat other people. When we go to the grocery store, how do we treat the cashier? Do we complain to the cashier because the prices have gone up and we're tired of seeing the eggs this week more than they were last week, or the bread or the milk or whatever? Or do we say to the cashier, thank you for being of service? Those are the ways we can help spread the seed. Understanding people's lives and understanding that everybody is trying to do the best they can do and making a difference. God has called us. God has called us to listen to Jesus and how Jesus taught us to live. God has called us to be Jesus' mouth and hands as we sow the seeds in the world, not just looking for those easy plowed fields, but for those out-of-the-way places where the people that might be forgotten are living. That is the parable of the sower. Jesus, the people that heard Jesus in his day would probably have understood that it wasn't just about seeds in the ground, but that it is about spreading God's love to all that he sees. You can be the sower. You can take the seed. You can fill your heart with God's love and share that love to all that you see. And I encourage you as you go out this week to find ways to take that seed and to offer it to those you meet. Amen. Look for ways to sow seeds, to let people know of God's love and peace in their lives. But understand also, the harvest is God's. We may not see any results of what we're sowing, but the time will come. God has promised it. So go out this week in peace. And may the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. You're invited after the prelude to come to Fellowship Hall for refreshments. Go now in peace.